Teplog Podcast. Start.
What is up, Greg Tepper, here on the fifth edition of the Teplog Podcast. Glad you guys could join me here. I'm actually broadcasting instead of doing it up in my room, which I know this matters so much to you guys. Instead of doing it up in my room, I'm doing it in my family room. So if there's a little bit of echo, that's why, because my room is very well insulated. This room is not so much. I need to preface this this podcast by saying A, I'm very happy that you guys could join me. And B, this is going to be a significantly shorter podcast. Today is Thursday, and I have a whole lot to do today because I'm covering the South Lake Carroll Rockwall game tonight, which is what many could consider the game of the week here in Texas. So I have to get out there, and I have to do all this stuff beforehand. So it's just going to be a shorter one. I'm going to go through today, what happened today. Go through my NFL picks, going to go through my NCAA picks. I'm going to say goodbye to you, then I'm going to play the song of the week, and then, you know, you'll hear the automated outro. So, that's where we are right now. And anyway, something very exciting happened to me last night after I had blogged. I was playing Madden, and as you may or may not know, I'm playing as the Browns, and I'm trying to build the Browns into just a powerhouse. And they're currently 4-0, 5-0. They're currently 5-0. And their last game, they played against the hated New England Patriots, and I can happily report that I injured Tom Brady in the fourth quarter, and I tore his shoulder, and he is out for 6 weeks. It was really one of my finer moments, I think, that really I got up and started cheering whenever that happened. Does that make me sad? Maybe. But it was totally worth it to me, and a great moment, not just for the Cleveland Browns, and not just for PlayStation, I'm sorry, not just for Madden players everywhere, but really a great moment for America, if you think about it. So, there you go. Today, I haven't been up to a whole lot. Woke up at about 9:30 and got up just kind of milling around. But like I said, today I've got a busy day, and I need to, after I do this podcast, I need to go shower, and then I have to go do a taste test for Jeff's, something with Jeff's, I think it's a scout fundraiser or something like that. So I have to go do that. And then I need to come home, get kind of organized, go to the office, go to the newsroom for a little bit to get even more organized, borrow a laptop and borrow a wireless card so that I can actually produce tonight. And yeah, so that's really all that's going on today. But like I said, it is a big day. It is going to be very exciting to cover what is essentially, you know, it's the number three team in the nation right now. So you could really, it's something to get excited about. It's something to get excited about. I'm going to get on to my NFL picks. Like I said, it's going to be shorter this week. NFL picks for this week. Last week I went 8-8. 8-8, and that's, obviously that's average. But, but what's nice is that my overall for NFL picks is 19-13. I'm 19-13 on the year so far, so I can take that. Now let's rally. Let's get this average up a little higher so that I can be respected as a picker. So here we go. Starting with Arizona at Baltimore. Arizona got a win last week, but I think that is the exception as opposed to the rule for the Cardinals. So I'm going to say Baltimore, and I'm circling it. San Diego at Green Bay. You've got to like San Diego to bounce back against Green Bay after a tough beatdown by the New England Patriots. I like San Diego. Indianapolis at Houston. Look, Houston, you're a nice story, but it's got to end sometime, and especially without Andre Johnson, you're going down. I'm taking Indianapolis. Minnesota at Kansas City. I got to take my Chiefs, even though, especially because they're at home. They're back at Arrowhead, but they have really let me down. Because they're 0-2, and I really don't think I could have picked a worse NFL team. Buffalo at New England. New England's a bunch of cheaters, but they'll win. Miami at the New York Giants, or I'm sorry, the New York Jets, the J-E-T-S, Jets. I'm going to take the Jets only because they're at home, but otherwise it's a push. Detroit at Philadelphia. I like my boy Calvin Johnson to score 37 touchdowns against Philadelphia, and I don't think Philadelphia is that good. I think McNabb has kind of lost it. Which, by the way, these comments that that he made about black quarterbacks not getting, you know, having a tougher time, getting more criticism, there are so many different ways to go with this. What about Matt Leinart? Matt Leinart's caught a whole lot of crap for all this. And really, the only reason you're catching crap, Donovan McNabb, is because A, you haven't lived up to expectations, and B, you play in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia boos Santa Claus. Okay? So, there you go. So I'll take Detroit over Philadelphia. San Francisco at Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh in this one. St. Louis, the 0-2 St. Louis Rams, will be pushed to 0-3 as Tampa Bay will beat them. Jacksonville at Denver. I like Denver because it's very hard to play at Mile High. And Jacksonville, I don't really see going anywhere this year. Cleveland at Oakland. Hey, how about Cleveland putting up 51 points on the Bengals? That was a really fun game to watch. That said, I'm going to take Oakland because they got a very good defense. Cincinnati at Seattle. I'm going to take Cincinnati because most of my fantasy players are on Cincinnati, and I got to hope that they produce. Carolina at Atlanta. I still don't think Atlanta's going anywhere, so I'm going to take Carolina on the road to win. New York Giants at Washington. Hey, how about Jason Campbell? Jason Campbell playing very soundly for these Washington Redskins. I'm going to take Washington. Dallas at Chicago, Sunday night game. It's really funny. This is a funny game because you've got a very good offense against a very good defense in terms of the Dallas offense against the Chicago defense. And then you've got a lousy offense, the Chicago offense, against a lousy defense, the Dallas defense. My gut says Dallas, but I'm going to go against my gut and say Chicago wins in Soldier Field. Tennessee at New Orleans, a Monday night game. I like New Orleans because they're going to be at home. The crowd's going to be fired up, and they don't lose at home. They've proven that, and they'll want to get off that 0-2 schneid. So those are my picks for NFL. I go Baltimore, San Diego, Indianapolis, Kansas City, New England, New York Jets, Detroit Lions, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Denver, Oakland, Cincinnati, Carolina, Washington, Chicago, and New Orleans to win in Week 4. Week 3. NCAA picks for this week. Last week, after going 7-0 in Week 1, I only went 4-3 last week, but still above 500, and for the year, I'm 11-3 in my NCAA picks. So, can't really complain too much. I got 7 games to pick as usual. First one is Texas A&M at Miami. Listen, Texas A&M is not that good. They aren't. They just are not that good. They needed 3 overtimes to beat a bad team from the WAC in Fresno State at home. So I'm going to take Miami to win in the Orange Bowl, even though they're still adjusting to a new coach. They've still got a new quarterback. I'm still going to take Miami to win at home. Oklahoma at Tulsa. This is a really interesting game because if you haven't heard, Tulsa's not bad. Tulsa's got a very, very good quarterback in Paul Smith. And I know that I worked in Tulsa last summer, so I kind of developed an affection for them. But OU's just got too much to lose this game. I'm going to say OU beats Tulsa, although I will be rooting for the Golden Hurricane. South Carolina at LSU. LSU is just a steamroller. They are a steamroller who is going all the way to the national championship game. I'm going to take LSU to beat South Carolina, especially at home. Penn State at Michigan. This is Michigan's 4th game, and all 4 have been played at home. Does anybody realize that? All 4 of them have been played at home, and Penn State is just a whole lot better than Michigan, so I'm going to take Penn State to win in the big house. Michigan State at Notre Dame. I put this on here just to pick on Notre Dame because Michigan State's going to win, and Notre Dame's going to go to 0-4. Maybe the biggest game in the Big 12 this week, Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. And I mentioned something to my brother that Texas Tech's been putting up great numbers, but you've got to think about who they've been playing. Rice was the 91st ranked pass defense last year. I believe UTEP was the 106th ranked pass defense last year. And SMU was the 110th ranked pass defense last year. That said, you know, it's tough because I could really see Oklahoma State winning this game, and I could see Texas Tech winning this game. I'm gonna take Texas Tech, but let it be noted for the record that if Oklahoma State wins, I was this close, and my fingers are very close together, this close to picking Oklahoma State over Texas Tech, but I will take Texas Tech. Last game, of course, is the Missouri game, Illinois State at Missouri. You got to watch out for Illinois State because Illinois State is, they're a pretty darn good D2 team, D1AA team or football championship subdivision team. I believe they're ranked. And so normally I'd put up the upset alert, but I think Missouri's just hitting on all cylinders right now in terms of their offense. Let's hope that defense steps up, but right now I'm going to take Missouri to beat Illinois State and improve to 4-0 before their big showdown with Nebraska. So this week my NCAA picks are Miami over Texas A&M, Oklahoma over Tulsa, LSU over I wrote down SC, so I knew I was going to say Southern Cal. However, it is LSU over South Carolina, Penn State over Michigan, Michigan State over Notre Dame, Texas Tech barely over Oklahoma State, and Missouri over Illinois State. That's it for me this week. Like I said, I told you it'd be a little shorter. However, I am going to hit you with the song of the week. It's from Kanye West's new album. The song is called Homecoming. He did it with Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, and I really think it might be the best song on the album. So keep reading the blog, keep enjoying it. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Send me email, tepblog@mail.com. Just go nuts, do whatever you want to do. But please keep reading the blog. I hope you're enjoying it, and I will keep you guys posted every day with what's going on in my life. Enjoy the song. Remember, it's Kanye West and Chris Martin called Homecoming, and I will catch you guys next week.
Yeah. And you say Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, 'cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown. In the nighttime, my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers, 'cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. We could start again.
But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess it's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, sparking lighters, wave them around. If you don't know
I'm
by now, I'm talking
again.
About Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. Start again. Loyal, loyal, loyal. Me and home again.
listening. Log on every Thursday for a new podcast, and log on every day for a new post on the TEP blog. Until next time, goodbye.